All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to the Old Moon Podcast, episode 67.
66.
I mean, frick.
66 plus one, you meant, right?
Look, in fairness, I was not here for one of the episodes. You guys shamelessly cheated on me with somebody else. Who else did you have? Who'd you have on the podcast?
We had Alec. It's just in case and flowers.
Wow, it took three people to replace me. That's actually remarkable. That's actually remarkable.
Big shoes to fill.
It was big good, crocs to fill. That's right. That's right. Anyway, it's been a minute since our last podcast with each other, so we have a lot to catch up on. I'm your host, Blue Squadron, joined as always by my co-host. We'll start with Blonde.
Hello, I'm Blonde Bear, and I like to party. And, you know, I'm just chilling and grinding. Catch me on twitch.tv/BlondeBear.
All right. B before the B. And my boy, Jaykun.
Hi, my name is Jaykun. I'm an Awakening Wisdom with 770 gear score now, and I do a lot of endgame PvE content, such as Olin's Dungeons. I've recently hit my Pendabreka Rings and posted that video on my YouTube with some fun edits here and there, and you can find me live over at twitch.tv/JaykunVT, V before the T.
Right on. Of course, we have our fashion show going, as always. I'm sure you guys already shared your thoughts about the Heidelball and stuff, but now we've already been delivered Dosa, and there's been some mixed reviews on Dosa being delivered to us here. So I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are. Are you guys playing Dosa, like, still since it came out? Or, Blonde, you just have a Dosa for fun? I think that Jay's been playing it a little bit, too, but we'll start with Jay.
Yes, I've been playing it since the Global Labs and official launch, and my first impressions have been really, really positive in terms of like gameplay, aesthetics, and mechanics. It's an extremely easy class to start learning, to the point where you can literally hold two buttons down, which are left click and right click, since abilities will just naturally flow by holding those two buttons. But of course, it has more in-depth mechanics beyond that. It's a fairly protected class and has great sustain for both HP and MP, so you don't really need infinite pots. And overall, I would highly recommend this to someone who's never played BDO before to start picking up and learning the game with. And yes, I've heard the concerns with it not being like OP, like, you know, some other class releases. So that's, I have a feeling that's why people have been saying negative things about it, because it's not, you know, it's not a top tier SSS plus tier class, but hey, he has amazing other stuff that, you know, he's more than just being a good performer, you know?
Yeah, that's right. He looks good too, right, Jay?
Yeah.
In the straightest way possible, he's definitely a very attractive character. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't had a new boy toy in like 5 years.
Five long, long years.
Did Archer come out 5 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
No, I think Archer came out like 4 years ago. Right? Like Archer definitely came. Not a boy toy.
Sorry, well, did I say 5 years? I mean, in five classes is what I meant.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say,
feels like 5 years.
Feels like
5 years. I feel like Archer, definitely, he might not be a boy toy, but he's a boy that plays with certain toys, if you catch my drift. Blonde, how do you feel about Dosa?
I like it so far. I think a lot of the criticisms are like any immediate release class. There's some bugs, there's some issues. Yeah, it's not OP. I think as long as people provide feedback, just like they did with Scholar, we'll be able to give that feedback to Pearl Abyss and they can make the class more playable. I've had some issues with it, some of the movement, I haven't played since the update actually Wednesday, but it does have some issues, or it did, with some of the movement or the collision or certain things. But I think that it's just like, not every class is going to play the same, so you have to just kind of figure out what class works for you and the way you want to play it. And I mean, I've been enjoying it so far. I might be main swapping the tag from Scholar to Dosa. He's a lot of fun. He's got a giant sword. I mean, I'm the aesthetic alone is really, really cool. It's funny because when he got announced however many months ago, like we got the initial picture, I'm like, pipe guy with a sword, boring. But then you actually play it and it's like, oh, okay, if they keep making baby easy classes for me to play, then I can't complain. I'm kind of going to enjoy the ease of access to a new class, as long as they have like a eventual high ceiling for skill for other things, if you like that. I like it so far. I like it a lot. I think it just takes time to get the real gamers playing the class for PA to kind of look at it and fix it, you know?
Honestly, I have mixed reviews on it. I played it the day it came out because I got back from Europe on basically the day that it released on live servers. Okay, my initial impressions of the class, it has unit collision on way too many of the movement skills that say it doesn't have unit collision. And it is super so lame. Incredibly frustrating. You get stuck on every Giffen mob. You get stuck on
every little rock.
Desert Nagas, every rock, every little thing you get stuck on. And that's my biggest gripe with the class. I think it's really easily fixable, but here's the thing. Like, normally I would trust them to fix stuff like this, but like, bro, Awakening Megu, we were like, oh yeah, it's just missing a passive indicator, but aside from that, very well designed class, super fun. We expect them to add the passive indicator anytime now, and we are still waiting for that passive indicator like a year and a half later. Like, they still haven't released it. So like, yes, they cleaned up some of Dose's like cooldowns on his skills, but like, they haven't addressed any of the bugs as far as I'm aware with the movement, which I think is like the overwhelming like problem with it. In terms of overall class design, I do think that the class is very well designed, like Jay said. I think that like, it's really easy to pick up and play for new players. It's got a decently high skill ceiling for players that want to like dive into it, or veteran players that know how to play the game already, or players that really just want to dive in and learn it like on like a spiritual level. And it's a traditional Succession Awakening class, which you know, we didn't get to see the last time that a class came out. We got Scholar. So very interesting that we got a Succession in this case. Also, we asked for a collab, and he's sponsored by Pepsi, which is pretty cool. But like, I think overall,
they get a collab.
Yeah, the class design, really, really solid. I think that it has a lot of potential. I think that it does. I think its damage is probably 10% or 15% too low. Just like on the critical skills. Like, I just don't feel like it's doing enough damage in capped PvP. I have not admittedly tested it in uncapped PvP. But like, Jay, maybe you can speak on it. I don't know if you've done AOS with it, or even
I
Blonde.
I have
but
not
like
done PvP with Dosia, just mostly in PvE. I mean, as with all new classes, there is going to be, you know, adjustment period. That's what we saw with, you know, Scholar, right? They speed up every single ability for Scholar?
Yes,
like,
she got attack speed buffs and then also animation speed buffs and also AoE increases on a lot of her abilities. So although we didn't see like a lot of PvP changes for her, so that is kind of one of the weird things where it's like, I mean, we don't really hear about it doing crazy OP in PvP, so I don't know. I don't know if they're really listening on that front.
I don't.
What do you think about the unique class mechanic for this class, which is like the parry mechanic?
I honestly couldn't love it more, to be honest with you. I think that it is a W mechanic. I think that they should introduce like a grab parry mechanic for every non-grab class in the game.
This is the first time, right? Yeah. We can counter a grab, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Besides moving out of the way.
Yeah. Like a split second skill where like you just have to know it's coming. It creates mind games for your opponent. It gives you some sort of counterplay with grab classes. There's a little bit of interaction there instead of he just beats me because he has a skill and I don't. I think for a really long time, people have accepted in Black Desert that like you either have a grab or you don't. And then like, if you don't have a grab, you just have to do all of these things, to play around a grab. And to be honest with you, every single grab matchup into non-grab matchup boils down to the same basic one-dimensional principle. And that is, I'm going to grab them, right? It's the non-grab classes, like attempt to avoid a grab. And then the grab classes attempt to get a grab. There's no other mechanics going on. There's no other like attempted thing. I'm sorry, I got distracted by this thing on my screen here. There's no other like attempted different mechanics and stuff. So I think that grabs just overall are just very poorly designed mechanics in BDO. And like, although some classes like Sork, for example, has a lot of tools to try to evade a class and maybe doesn't need a parry mechanic. Something like an Awakening Witch could absolutely use one, because like otherwise you can't play the game like at all in PvP. Like small scale, large scale, 1v1 doesn't matter. The solution is always going to be to grab you, and like you're just only playing around that one skill. It's very frustrating. So like I personally really love the parry mechanic, and I think they should introduce it to more classes. Hot take, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I love that they're introducing more of these, like, sort of, like, unique, what is it, perks or whatever, because, you know, similar to, like, Wusa's Reflect, Megu's Clone, Corsair's Forward Guard debuff. I think Scholar is the only one with a healing reduction debuff, and, like, she scales with, like, you know, jump height and stuff like that. So, yeah, the parry. Also, for viewers who don't know exactly what the parry does, when you Q block, you will negate the attack you took and be in super armor for about like a split second, which reduces all your incoming damage by 99%. And additionally, it will restore 1000 HP. And you can also follow up with a counter attack. And then as we discussed before, you can parry grabs, which is, again, this is the first time BDO is implementing a class that can essentially counter a grab besides moving out of the way. This is on a six second cooldown though, and will only go on cooldown on successful parry. So you can kind of spam it. It does have a gap in between Q blocking. I haven't tested how tight the timing is of the parry, but it does seem, I mean, at least from the clips I've seen, it's like a fairly forgiving window, but obviously desync will be a thing, so I guess we'll see how it fares in the long run. But yeah, now he's pretty much my permanent tag to my Wusa, and this is my first time tagging something other than Shy for the past 4 years, so it's been really exciting to learn a new class. So
But you had a witch before. Didn't you tag the Wusa when Wusa came in, or did you just immediately roll the weapon?
So I rolled to the Wusa from witch, and my Shy was still my tag.
Oh my god.
Yep, he completely abandoned it.
I did completely ban my witch. She's my life skiller now. She has all my life skill clothes.
Completely abandoned.
I see. We have a Biceptimus Prime situation going on. He's still a warrior main. He just
hanging
plays
up the
witch.
Old robes.
Yeah, he just plays witch in PvE. 1v1s, small scale and large scale PvP, also for bartering and life skilling, but he's still a warrior main. You know what I mean? It's a very similar situation going on. So yeah, honestly, I think he's pretty well designed. He's definitely got a really cool like theme and everything. Mm-hmm. One of the big gripes that I do have with the class, because I'll just pick, you guys are just sucking it off right now. So like I gotta bring down the mood a little bit. I don't like the cloud stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I was nervous about it to begin with. I think the cloud mechanics themselves, like, they should have made it look more like a cloud instead of that stupid mist that we see in Node Wars, where, like, if you walk over a stun trap, it explodes, and then there's, like, this white, like, cloud around you. It's really annoying. Like, I don't feel like I can see my character when I'm playing him, and it's very frustrating. Yeah. Like, I find the cloud mechanic just incredibly frustrating, and that's part of the things that drive me away from the class as an objective third party looking at it. Blon, you seem to agree with me.
I wish you could tone it down. Like if there was an opacity meter just for that. It is a lot. Okay,
look. I feel like you can turn it down. Right?
You can turn the opacity meter down, but that turns down everything. And yes, there are some other stuff I'd like to see.
I actually thought Blon was trolling me. I actually thought he was like, dang, if only there was a way we could turn it down, like an opacity meter of some kind. And then Jay was going to follow up with, yeah, man, if only that existed. You know what I mean? Like, no, it does exist. You can turn down effect opacity, but that turns down everything. Like,
everything.
I had to turn it down for Gif and Raza, and then I couldn't see which buff I had.
You also can't see what loot you've left on the ground, too. And that's, you know, sorry, that's a big deal to me.
Yeah, like, I have to turn it down to, like, stuff. 30%. Like, literally, I have to turn it down to, like, 30% to even be able to see my character. Which is frustrating for me, because, like, I normally like having effects on all the way, because, like, I love looking at the beautiful effects in the game. That's part of the reason we all play the game. But, like, yeah, I don't think that they designed the cloud effects very well. I just get, like, I know it's a hot take, but, like, everybody just loves Dosa and everything, but, like, the clouds could have been done way better in a way that isn't frustrating and it still allows you to see your character. And, or, like, there is a fix here. They could, like, give your character, like, a black outline or, like, darken your character when the clouds come up, but only for you. Right, like, so, like, you could still see what you were doing and what was going on.
Yeah, that would be an easy fix. Yeah,
like that. That's something. But even still, and then in PvP, there's just, if there's too many doses, it's just a white. It's it's like that movie, The Mist. You know what I mean? You just walk in. You don't know where anything is.
I would love that outline idea for every class. Like, I could just see the outline of my character, because I can, depending on how many stuff is on screen, especially when there's a lot of people in one place doing like PvP and stuff, it's a little bit hard to see where my character is. So that would be a nice addition, just overall in the game, just an outline of the character.
I don't know if anybody's, I don't think I've ever seen anybody suggest that before either. I guess with the continuous effects happening now, that would be kind of a really big deal to like add.
Yeah.
So that's a good forum post someone should make.
Oh, forum posts don't matter. I'm so sorry. You have us confused with a company. Unless you post it on Invin. Ironically enough, if you post it on Invin, if you make like a Korean account, if you make like a Korean account and pretend to be Korean and then post it on Invin, you probably have a higher chance of them seeing it. I don't know. People typically every time
we're at.
Yeah. Typically every time a class comes out, we have like we're always just like, oh my god, the effects are amazing. Megu, right? Wusa, Draconia. Basically every class that has come is just so incredible. The effects are so good. This is the first time I've really looked at a class and been like, I don't really like those effects. Also, and this is the hot take of the century, I don't really like Succession Megu's effects very much either. I think that Awakening looks way cooler. I think that Succession is just—it's just too much. There's too much going on. I have to turn on the
Megu is really bright. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to turn down the effect opacity on Megu, and then it's like bearable. But like Blon said, okay, yeah. Now I have to like now everything is turned down. It's frustrating. Like I think if they had just done a little bit less of it, the theming on the class would have been better. But hey, that's just my opinion on that. Okay. So like, what do you think about this? What do you think of the choices on these weapons? Next, I'm going to ask about Awakening, but these weapons, the pipe. Do you feel like the pipe is like an integral part of the kit? You guys played him a lot more. I played him on the first day and decided the unit collision was just too much, and so were the clouds. But I like the Pepsi logo. But like, you guys play him more. Do you guys feel like the pipe is actually an integral part of the kit, or is it like the Dark Knight's ornamental knot, where like you don't really use it? It just kind of adds to the kit, right? It's just kind of there.
Yeah, that's what I
feel like that's kind of the case for the majority of classes, maybe less so and more so for others. Like, you know, definitely Sucknova, her shield is like very like integral.
Yeah, Kuno, Ninja, all of the shield classes, they all use their offense, right? Like their Zerker's ornamental knot is not traditionally used, but like I would say there's a fair amount of cases where like they're definitely using their offhand in a lot of cases.
Like they're more in the abilities. I feel like a lot of the other like for example the shield classes, like Mei that's like their shield versus like an ornamental knot is like, oh, it's attached to your weapon, but like it's just dangling off your axe, like you're not really using it. But there are some that use it and it's more prevalent in their spellcasting abilities or whatever, right? I think that the, you know, just kind of depends per class. I think it's definitely an aesthetic choice, though. It's to kind of justify the smoky effect.
The smoke effects, yeah.
The no-wielding stuff, which is tied to his lore, isn't smoke-based. It's all the magical abilities on top of that, right?
I was thinking they were going to go more into the... Because when they were describing Dosa in the Heidel Ball, it kind of felt like he would have some sort of mechanic with obscuring vision with the smoke. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe?
Obscuring our vision.
I was like thinking, whoa, what if there's like an AoE stealth for your party that you could do, you know, and stuff, and I don't know, something like that, but... it seems like it's just purely for like the smoke effects and I guess maybe to justify the summons of the fog warriors and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does have that one thing where he kind of hides in the cloud for a second, then he can move. It's like back.
Backwards F. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. He turns
that
into
is
nice
fun. And
yeah.
The ship's so face is pretty fun.
It's kind of like Hashashin at home. Hashashin
at home.
Yeah. Like that's basically like my thought process on that ability, or it's like Dark Knight's, I forget what the name of the ability, but it moves side to side. She turns into a rose and she can move left or right. And like that ability is kind of cool, but yeah, I was with Jay on this one. Like the way they painted it, it looked like the clouds, like he was going to be able to move around in the clouds. And like, I feel like the clouds were going to be more of an integral part of the kit. Like maybe, like Awakening Corsair's Mist. If you get to drift, like Awakening Corsair's Mist, if you don't know on its class buff, some of your abilities generate mist, like your forward F and your dash and stuff. And when allies stand in the mist, they get an HP regeneration buff. right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I was expecting more buffs for, like, standing in your clouds. Instead, we got, mm-hmm. like, a passive that you get that kind of stacks up, kind of like Guardian's passive. And always say the passive mm-hmm. stacks up, and then you just have to try to keep it up by proccing certain skills. The clouds don't really help you as nearly as much as I thought they were going to. So, yeah, I completely agree about that. I wish they had gone a little bit more in that direction, but possibly the reason they didn't is because hiding him in the clouds, like pros, no one can see my character. Cons, I can't see my character. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
like that's kind of where we're at. And that's because of the way they chose to design the clouds. But like, there's definitely a way for them to like highlight your Dosa and like show you where he is.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and then like make it more visible. Like, I don't know. Definitely could have been better suited there. Now let's talk about and I speculated this with chat as well, and the developers actually said in the patch notes, hey guys, give us your feedback on awakening Dosa and what you kind of want to see from him. And I thought that was kind of weird. We've never seen them ask that before. Number one, of course they're asking Korea, but like we're gonna pretend for a moment that the West and our feedback is gonna reach them. And so, like, I've never seen them ask, "Hey guys, give us your feedback on what weapon you want to see him use in Awakening format, so that we can like, you know, develop that way." Normally, I don't know about you guys, but like, I was kind of hoping that Awakening was already kind of like halfway done. You know what I mean? Like, instead, what I got was.
Guys, we haven't even started it yet. What do you want?
Exactly.
We're listening to the community. Tell us what you want.
Yeah, we're beginning work on Awakening now, and you'll have it in the next 6 to 15 months. We're listening.
Please tell us.
Like, yeah. Very, very strange. So, like, I'm curious what your guys' thoughts on, like, that approach as opposed to, like, previous class approaches, and then we'll get into a little bit of what you think the weapon kind of should be if we're looking at the theme, because you guys are lore nerds, total losers. So, like, I think that you guys probably have a pretty good idea of what, like, from a lore standpoint would look good on him. How do you feel about this approach, though? We'll start with Jay.
This approach of asking the community what they want. Well, isn't that what we've been sort of like kind of been saying? Like, oh, yeah, but which community, listen to though? Us, but
I see.
I mean, I don't mind the approach. I don't mind either approach, whether they design it on their own or they ask the community. I'm to be honest, I'm just like along for the ride. I just hope that it just doesn't take as long as freaking Awakening Wusa and Megu, because if you guys didn't know, Awakening Wusa and Megu took like 8 months before we got it. So I hope that it'll be out by the time we get Land of Morning Light Part 2. Hopefully. Surely.
Yeah, I mean, like, I agree. Like, I'm thinking, bro, this is cooked, man. I haven't even started developing it yet.
Maybe it might be a Kalfion Ball situation where they reveal it on Kalfion Ball and then we get it right after the Kalfion Ball. That's also my suspicion. Which is like 6 months from now, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's what they said, right? It wasn't going to be ready till like the same time.
Is that
time
what they said?
Yeah, I swear I remember them saying it was going to be about 6 months.
What?
The Awakening. Yeah, that's why they're asking for feedback now so they could start getting to it.
They better make the Magnus skill and the skill enhancements good enough for us to feed us until then.
On one hand, I agree. It's like, oh, okay, hey, listen, they're literally asking the community and they're like, hey, guys, what do you guys want? And it's like, okay, cool. On the other hand, I do see what you mean, Blue, where it's like, oh, well, it depends on who they're listening to, depends on what post they read. So, I mean, if you guys really want that gunner class, just start spamming the forums and talk to all your Korean friends. And, you know, speculation wise, I think it's going to, I don't know. Why would they put Imugi in his like picture? Right. Why would they put that in like his stylized picture? Right?
What if they gave him a water dragon? We don't have any other classes that have a water dragon. That would be
That's Mystic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
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 But I think it's gonna be Storm Dragon though, right? Because isn't Imugi, he has like all these different elements that he uses and different stuff. I think that it's gonna be sort of like that aspect where you're utilizing different storms or something. I don't know. Be like a more ranged class, like another mage probably, of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Like, I honestly look at this from the developer's perspective. Okay, they want us to listen to their feedback. All right, fine. All right, guys, give us your feedback. What do you mean you haven't started development on it? Bro, you can't make these people happy.
Yeah.
it's not possible to make these people happy. Now, if I will say that, to be fair, if the development time on it is still only like, I can't imagine it's going to be less than 3 months. I will be honest. Like, so you're looking at August, September, October, right? Like an October release for that glass. Yeah, man, I don't know.
Well, that's when Land of Wonderland Part 2 is coming out, right? For
No. Let's be clear. Okay. All right. Do you know what really grinds my gears? The fact that in the ball, and this is the worst possible way that they could have presented the information, to be clear. Like, I don't know how you expect not to be flamed when you literally show us all this crazy content, this cool stuff, and then the only release date you give us is for one region at one time. You don't even give the other regions the time of day. We don't even know when it's coming. It's pretty insane. Do you realize that if Blizzard said, hey guys, the World of Warcraft expansion is going to be released in North America a month and a half before it releases in the rest of the world, they would be sued for malpractice. Like, that shit would be crazy. No other company does this because they understand, like, the basic concept that a worldwide release is not only fair to your players, but it also encapsulates the idea of adventure. The entire company's slogan is the adventure never stops, except that is only for Korea because the rest of us already have seen the adventure, right? By the time it reaches us, we've already watched Hugh Hotbar stream it for like 300 hours. So we already know all the mechanics. We already know exactly what's coming. Like this whole like, oh, we'll race to the first guild boss thing. Well, we already know all the mechanics. It's not fun anymore. You've sucked the fun away from the rest of the world. There's no adventure for us. I've never felt like we've had adventure like that. The only adventure that really captured me was when I first started the game and I was discovering all the new regions for the first time. And like, I wasn't really up to date on like the expansions and stuff. I was kind of just doing my own thing. And that was really cool. But like, now the game is much older now. So like, everyone has seen the expansions and stuff. Everyone's kind of caught up on this stuff. And now we're just watching Korea play it and we don't get to play it. And like, their excuse for this every time is the same bullshit dog water excuse, which is, oh, well, the content's ready, so we're going to release it in Korea first. And then when the translation's ready, we're going to release it in the rest of the world. I hate this for two reasons. Number one, only Korea gets to give feedback. So like, it releases in Korea. Korea gives feedback. They fix it. Korea gives feedback again. They fix it. And then it releases for us. We give feedback and they're like, oh no, it's already all fixed. We're done. And then they move on to the next content. So like, it makes us feel like we don't have a voice. A, B, the content is already spoiled because we know everything that is coming and the adventure is just not there anymore. And C, I hate the fact that they say the content is finished, but it hasn't been translated yet. So you mean it's not finished then? Right. Because that's what that means. Okay. Like, if there's no sense of urgency for their translators and their like development team to get it out in the West, they're just urgent to get it out in Korea. And then the West gets it when it gets it. We saw this with Odalita as well. It took us how many months did it take us to get Odie? It was like 10 months.
It was like 8 months.
It was insane. It was crazy. It was almost a full year to get Odie. And then like we see it like Land of the Morning Light releases 2 months after too. The only reason that that went super well is because Lost Ark shit the bed at the same time that the expansion happened to release. But if it had released worldwide, guess what? It would have been even bigger. It would have been even bigger and better for everyone because everyone feels that they get to have feedback. Everybody feels everyone's discovering it at the same time and everyone's just having a good time. I don't know. I'm sorry. It was a rant. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but like you're that, good. Like, holy moly.
No, I think everybody shares the entire frustration of the global release. I mean, I don't personally talk to the Koreans, but I don't think they even care. The main sentiment has never been, at least from the Korean side of the community, I've never been seen them be like, no, we really need this way before you guys. You guys don't deserve it. You know, it's always been like it would be nice, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, no, Korea's response is exactly what you would expect. That sounds like a you guys problem. Why should they care about our release? But here's the thing. We are the majority, okay? Not only are we the majority, the rest of the world is the majority. And we also fund 90% of your game. Okay, like the rest of the world, Russia, Europe, NA, SA, and God forbid we include console in the discussion, MENA, right? Asia, all of those other servers, they make up the vast majority of the profit margins for Perlabus, and we're the ones getting screwed. Like, it's just extremely frustrating. I don't understand why the developers don't understand this most basic concept. No other company does this. Literally no other company releases one expansion in one region first and then waits like 6 to 8 months to release everything else. Console has the same issue. God forbid we talk about that. But like, I think that Awakening Dosa, Korea might get it first. Like, they're going to get Seoul first. Do you think it releases with Seoul?
No, I don't think it releases Seoul. I think it's actually going to take them till the end of the year to make it. I genuinely think because they asked for... they probably have a theme that's going to go with it, but play style-wise is what they're probably trying to figure out. And I think that's what they want to hear from the community, whether we want like another range person, a gunner, awakening, a melee awakening. I think that's what it is. I think that's what they were asking vibes for the community for.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they wouldn't have the theme and like already kind of like the key set of abilities and are just trying to learn some of the, like figure out what they want mechanically.
No, I think that they're just at the drawing table. I think that they're maybe they've decided on it now, but like, I'm curious, you guys are the ones that have played the class, probably some of the most of the people on the server. What do you guys feel like the Awakening weapon should be? I asked my chat on the day it came out and we had some really good ideas, but I'll share them at the end. So like, Blonde, we'll start with you. What are some, like, give me like three weapons.
I don't have a clue. I'm not a really creative person. You could give him a little cauldron that spills out more smoke and it has a little dragon coming out of it. I don't know. I just know thematically it's probably gonna be something with a dragon, snake, and Mugi style, but really I have no idea. I have no brain up here for creative thinking about anything like that.
Number one, you're a content creator. Don't tell me you don't have room for creative thinking. Number two, hey guys, main complaint about the class is we can't see our character because there's too much smoke. And then also Blonde Bear, we should just make another pot that gives more smoke. What if there was just more smoke? All right, Jay, I have to imagine you're very good at theory crafting.
He's got a vacuum cleaner awakening.
I'm curious, Jay. What do you think?
So, I noticed something really interesting in the global labs. So you know how like certain classes have interestingly translated names? For example, Zerker is translated as giant, Mewa is translated as plum blossom, which for some reason is translated as location, and for Dosa his translated name is Taoist, as in like Taoist priest, which I did a little bit of research on what Taoist priest do, because I have no idea what they do. They apparently perform exorcisms and rituals, and they believe in spiritual immortality, which I think that might lead in the direction of possibly necromancy. And we know PA has stated they were, you know, researching on the idea of a necromancer class that fits in the world of BDO. And usually when we think of a necromancer, I think a lot of people think of the usual Western ideologies of a necromancer, which has been the aesthetic of death magic, summoning the undead, curses, blood magic. But PA is a Korean company, and it would definitely not surprise me if they went in the direction of a necromancer in a more Eastern aesthetic, like a Taoist priest or like an exorcist. And they decided to put that kind of a necromancer class in BDO. And so my idea would be, you know, basically the Eastern necromancer exorcist kind of dealio, and he would be using like a wand or something. And to go even further than that, I had this idea where maybe he focused on using spirits, right? And maybe the spirits, because remember you mentioned Blonde Bear that they put a backdrop of Imugi. Maybe he could summon the spirits of the boss blitz bosses. He could summon Imugi the sea serpent, he could summon Sangoon the tiger, Bonghang the phoenix, the spirits of the Bamboo Legion, and borrow their power, you know. And so that would be my wild idea. So
he's got a Shinigami that he summons and it does stuff for him.
Okay,
that'd be kind of cool.
I'm gonna immediately destroy this idea, and I'm really sorry, Jay.
Really? Okay,
going to obliterate it. Okay, because it's like it's all about the money. And in this case, they're releasing the game in China. They've worked very hard to do this, and China will not allow any undead, no necromancy, sorcery kind of stuff.
Well, no bones, right? They don't want bones and guts.
Yeah, well, my idea didn't involve any bones, right? It just, you know, spirits from the bosses.
Yeah, just
right?
raising bodies from the dead. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I'm sure the Chinese government will see that differently.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Yeah. That's I've always known the Chinese government to be really lenient on technicalities. So, like, technically, this doesn't break the rules.
Technically.
You know what I mean?
True.
Now, Jay's idea is really cool, and I think it would be super, super sick. The problem is, I don't think the Chinese government is going to allow a class like that. Technically, they could make a class that, like, kind of gets around it. And if they do make it, I will eat my words. I will kiss Jay's feet on that podcast. But the necromancer is interesting. Chat had a lot of ideas for, like, different weapon types to use. And to be honest with you, I'm forgetting a lot of them now. But, like, I think that, like, one of them was, like, do you guys remember, like, Legend of Zelda has, like, a wind pedal that you can, like, wave back and forth, just like a giant leaf.
Like a leaf?
Yeah. Yeah, bro, you laughing, but Woos has got leaf. A fan. Like, like a two-handed katana. Oh, yeah, the giant paintbrush. I thought the paintbrush idea was kind of lit with it.
Like Okami.
Yeah, there are some femboy furries that wanted claws.
Heck,
you know what I mean?
Oh,
like white claws.
What is it called? A transformation claws?
Yeah.
What's the other word for transformation? Frick, was it? Shapeshifting. That's what it's called.
Uh-huh.
So a shapeshifting claws?
Like, well, not even just shapeshifting. Like, that would be too much. Like, again, Jay said that probably wasn't going to be a thing. But, like, just, like, taking out his claws and then just, like, I don't know. You guys play Wuthering Waves?
Like Wolverine.
No.
Like the furry guy in Wuthering Waves. I forget his name. Like that guy.
The little panda guy.
Yeah, he gets claws and then he like his ult is like,
I mean,
really weird. But
Wuthering,
like, yeah.
Waves, panda.
Yeah. A lot of people, Ling Yang. Yeah. Another sword. Yeah, chat is super.
Another sword.
It's just like Awakening Ninja. Just give him another sword. Like, I literally, like, the first three responses are, all right, chat, what do you guys want to see? And they're like, another sword. I'm like, okay.
A bigger sword.
So I was like, okay,
sword, yeah.
Two swords. Okay, what's the next objection? What's the next one? And then chat's like, what if he
what
had
about three swords?
Yeah. I was like, what are we got all the way to like six. I'm like, what are we doing? Like,
well, his pre-awakening deals with the two different sides of the dough-wielding magic, right? Like, that's what the Pepsi symbol comes from, is the red and the blue, and he mixes them together. I'm curious if his awakening would separate those into two different blades.
Oh, so that's, you think he's going to have red animations?
Ooh. Like
he's
gonna like red? a red on one sword, blue on the other sword, and he, like, weaves them in different ways.
Well,
or maybe it's like,
okay.
Sort of like Witch Wizard, where they have the alternate skills in their succession tree where you can choose a different skill. I'm curious if he would have something similar to that as well. It's highly doubtful. But,
oh, you know that one character in League? What's his name? He's like, he uses like a sun, and you can be like blue or red. You know what I'm talking about? Kane. That's what his name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that kind of situation.
It would fully express the virginity of the class and the lore. If they gave him that, I think that it would help. It's definitely lore accurate in that case. I actually like Blonde Bear's idea. Hear me out. Now I'm kind of cooking. Okay, so you have the blue and red, then you got the blue in succession, and then in awakening, you go with the red. But it's a red, white, and blue class at that point, because you get the white clouds, the blue in succession, then you get the red in awakening. So it's a red, white, and blue. USA. And you can't have USA without guns.
USA.
Okay? You can't spell America without guns. Okay.
A red gun and a blue gun.
That's right. So then you just give him
a
guns.
Gun class?
Yeah. Give him some guns. Right?
That would be very American of him.
That would be... I like the guns. The guns would also fulfill their promise. To be honest with you, the guns would also fulfill their promise that they gave us.
It would fulfill the promise, and it would build a lot of the hype around it coming out right around the time that the expansion comes out. So then tons of people would be playing when the expansion comes out, which makes PA look good.
There it is. There it is.
Wow.
Yeah. And since we don't have...
Blonde figured it out.
Yeah. Since we don't have another gun class, rest in peace, Corsair. Like, I think it'd be the first of its kind that anyone actually cares about. So... I think it'd be pretty cool. I think the two guns is probably... I think the red guns.
What about, like, a gun blade? A sword and a gun.
So just like Awakening Corsair then. Like literally like an identical, just
what if we named it a Mareka?
Oh, do you know one character, Bayonetta? She has like boot guns.
No. You can't bring those. People were talking about like a chain sword, and I said you can't give him a chain sword. That weapon is reserved for female classes only. Because when we no, I'm talking about like Ivy, like the sword, like it's like a whip. You know what I mean? Like a sword whip. You know what I mean? Like a whip sword, right? That is a female only aesthetic. If you give that to a male, I will threaten to quit the game. God is my witness, or I will make it. You make that a male class, I will make it she her. People will look at it and be like, that is a mystic.
You know They've done that for Archer already, so
yeah, Archer. You can already do that with Archer. like, honest to God, bro, the whip has to be a female class. So like, can't be a whip, can't be a chainsword. I do think that the gun delivers on the two promises. I actually think that you can design it so that it absolutely hits the dose of thematic. I don't know. I kind of like it. Like Jay's necromancy idea, definitely the coolest one. Yeah. But I sincerely think that that's not happening. In my opinion. I don't know. Tell us what you guys think in the comments down below the video or in the chat there. But I'm curious. Okay, so now we're gonna move on to literally the devil.
Oh.
Okay.
We made it.
we're gonna talk about the devil. So a ranked arena of Solaire is now out worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And it is back again for 1 month. And you are basically grinding your nuts off in a 3v3 capped game mode. Very competitive. Super fun for everyone that likes hurting themselves. But, like, I'm curious what your thoughts are. Blonde, have you played it at all?
No.
Okay, so Blonde hasn't played it at all because he's way smarter than both of the rest of us. I got baited into playing it by chat and had nothing but regret for, like the rest of time. Like, I legitimately, like, I... It's a miserable experience. I played Awakening for the vast majority, all through my placements and everything. And, like, I did pretty well overall. But, like, I won my first four. And then I spawned into the next one. And I should have known because Shaky Bay spawned in next to me on his Dosa. And from there, it was downhill. And so, like, we ended up going 5-5. I'm just kidding. Shaky did just fine in that game. Dosa is just underpowered on the class. But, like... We ended up going 5-5 in our placements overall, but then it was just a downhill slide into madness. Like, it's very competitive. I like Practice AOS is a great way for new players to learn the game, and it's super fun. People can have fun with it and just relax, you know, and, like, learn the game mode, and you can't really warrant getting mad at people in Practice AOS. But the ranked aspect of it, it reminds me of League of Legends without duo queue. And solo queue in League of Legends was... As I said, madness. The only thing that saved you was duo queue, and you can't duo queue in AOS. It's miserable. So, Jay, you've played the most out of the three of us. I've played the intermediate amount. I've played probably 20 matches. Like, Jay, how much have you played, and how are you enjoying it so far? Because this is your first time. To be clear, this is Jaycoon VT. Okay, this guy doesn't PvP. He is like the PvE lord of the universe. Okay, and... You've been trying a lot of PvP recently. You've been publishing all your AOS matches on YouTube. You're doing way more PvP than even I am a lot of the time. And so, like, I'm curious, what are your thoughts on AOS? What classes are you playing? I assume it's just Awakening Wusa, but, like, you know, let us just know. And, like, how do you feel about it?
You know, I've never participated in any ranked Arena Solaire seasons in the past. I've done some practice matches here and there for funsies to queue with friends, but I could probably count the amount of matches I've done in the past with just two hands. But 2 to 3 weeks ago was when I seriously started to dedicate some time learning PvP and the dynamics of AOS, and after a lot of, like, encouragement from both my viewers and my friends. And with the upcoming season, you know, I've been practicing as much as I can, and I've learned so much. And I do agree, like, when you mentioned, like, League of Legends, that just, like, triggered something in my brain in the past, because I used to play a lot of League of Legends, and definitely there was one moment that, like, really reminisced, that was, like, very reminiscent of it. I don't know if I should get into it, but
share it with us, Jay. Come on, share it with us, Jay.
Okay,
go ahead.
So, I did have an experience recently that, you know, it reminded me one of the main reasons why I generally avoided PvP in BDO over the last 5 years that I've been playing. And the situation was that, you know, I had grouped up with this particular person a few times because, you know, you're going to naturally match up with or against the same people eventually, right? And, you know, communication is really important when coordinating with their team. And they had pretty much, you know, doubted my capabilities from the get-go, you know, pointing out my mistakes blatantly. And if I did do something wrong, that was, if I did do something right, that was acknowledgeable, like, you know, getting the CCs. We even won a 2v3 together, like, surprisingly. But even that, it was like, the comments would be on the condescending side of, oh, you finally did something, you know, that's like sugarcoating it. And, you know, this is extremely reminiscent of, I would even call it nostalgic, but in a negative way, to experience that I've had in League of Legends, which I used to love that game. And those experiences eventually discouraged me to the point where, you know, I did quit the game and quit League of Legends. And this experience was, it's definitely pushing me towards in that direction of doing less AOS or PvP in general. But I'm still having a lot of fun, not with AOS specifically, but more for the reason, like 90% of the reason why I'm having fun in AOS is not because of AOS, but because I'm learning about a class that I'm so passionate about, because I've never really explored PvP before. And PvE has only been the direction that I've explored before, right? And I think I've gotten a pretty good grasp of the PvE side of my class, but PvP side, it's like venture into the unknown. And this has been there's been a lot of ups and downs and interesting moments, but I've, you know, definitely, my experience in AOS has been overall more so on the positive side. You said it was the devil, but maybe because, you know, for me, I've finally been able to play a class that has been, oh, how do you call it? So I used to play Witch, right? Awakening Witch specifically. And playing Awakening Witch in PvP was not the most fun because you just get grabbed. But at least on my Wusa, I can fly away. And so that has been the most fun part about PvP, is that I can, you know, kite and finally on a class that I really enjoy. I've also had one particular comment that I should probably ignore, but it was related to my Wusa videos. They told me, hey, they DM'd me. They said, can you stop posting your Awakening Wusa videos? She's not good at PvP. You're ruining my game, my AOS games, by spreading misinformation about by your videos, by uploading them. I didn't respond to them, but I just thought it was wild that somebody came to the conclusion of me.
Jay. Buddy, what? I just have one response.
What?
First time?
First time, I guess so. Bro, yeah, this is the first time that I've had that sort of accusation before, and I'm still trying to navigate my feelings on it. But I, you know, I just hope that these people who are acting like this, I hope they find peace from whatever it is.
That's how you know you really made it, when you get haters.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, is that how it works. It doesn't matter how positive you are, people will just hate you. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like,
I guess, dude, it's the internet, right?
So I make life skilling guides, Jay, and there are two responses to the life skilling guides. Okay. There's, oh my God, thank you so much. I just couldn't figure out how to do this. Hunting is so hard to get into. Really struggling with it. This guide helped me a tremendous amount. And then there's, stop making these fucking guides, man. You're ruining the market. Like, stop showing people how to do our shit. Like, and there's like no in between, bro. There's always some crazy people out there that are just gonna get really upset with you for like making guides, or just like putting out information on stuff because they're trying to gatekeep information. Yesterday, somebody reached out to me. They were like, "Hey, do you know anybody that, like, any content creators or like people that make like tamer guides or anything?" I'm like, "No, that's one of the most gatekept classes in BDO. So is Lawn, believe it or not. Hey, go try to find a Lawn guide that's like recent ish." And like is reasonable. You know what I mean? It's extremely difficult to do. Like, Lawn's a really gatekept class too, even though it's extremely popular. In terms of like the little like nuances and mechanics that make people really good at like large scale and stuff. But like, yeah, Jay, don't be discouraged. You're killing it. That's how you know you're doing well. Like, yep. I see. Yeah. I made an Awakening Dark Knight guide recently, and I just out of, because I knew it. I know my people. Okay, like, look, I haven't played Dark Knight in years, but these are still my people. Okay, like I know these people because I played it for 3.5 years when I started the game, and they have not changed. If you don't know Dark Knight mains, there are actually 2 Dark Knight Discords because they hate each other so much that they actually couldn't stand to all be in one Discord. So now there's 2 Dark Knight Discords, and in those Discords, there's many different screenshot, like it's just a bunch of channels for different screenshots and stuff. And then in big bold letters before the screenshots, it just says, "Stop posting NSFW pictures of your Dark Knight. We will ban you." You know what I mean? Like, so like this is like in both Discords. And the thing about Dark Knights is they always think that they know how to play the class best, right? But like no one has put out a guide since Blade Boquest. Like no, like literally like 7 to 8 year old guides. If you go look it up, there's just no guides on the class. And like, while I would generally agree there are better people to make guides for it, there aren't any guides. So like, people asked me to make a Awakening Dark Knight guide, so I made it. But I knew it would make them. I knew it would just grind their gears. So I just went into the Dark Knight. Just I joined it because I wasn't even a part of it. Went in there and I just dropped it in the media channel and I left. And then I woke up to like 13 pings. Like they're so mad. I woke up in the morning and the video had like 23 downvotes, and like there are all these comments, these hate comments on it. Like, oh my god, why wouldn't you just watch Lua? Oh my god, everything in this guide is wrong. I just went over the skills. Is your skill tree different? Is your Dark Knight skill tree different than every other Dark Knight skill tree? Please, like, but like it's absolutely. I can't believe a life skiller is making PvP content. This is bullshit. You know, like people just going absolutely ballistic because they can't handle it, man. It's like, Jay, you're doing it right. That's how you know you're doing it right. Okay, like this is nailing it, man. I also love the fact that you've been doing more YouTube content. Blonde Bear's a total loser because I don't even think he has a channel. On YouTube,
it has VODs. That's about it.
Yeah. We need to get you in on it, Blonde. You need to make an Awakening Berserker PvP guide. Please, God, please do that. Oh, God, Blonde, God. It would hit so hard.
Terribly hard.
Oh, my God. It would hit so hard. It would get ratioed out of its mind. It would be so good. But all right, more to the point. Jay, I'm curious, what classes do you feel like are very strong in AOS right now?
Very strong.
Hold on, how many matches have you done? Jay, how many matches have you done?
In ranked, it says I've done about 30 matches in ranked so far.
So not 21.
Too much, but I've done a lot of like practice before then, so I'm trying to count in my head how many practices I've done. Maybe like close to like 30 or 40. So maybe in total, maybe in total like 70 or 80, combining both practice and ranked.
And what's your rank right now?
It is about 1300 right now.
Okay, I'm
so
12,
not too high.
Yeah, I'm 1273 too. We're just getting started. Don't feel bad. Yeah, no, same, bro. It's all good. Like, I was playing Awakening Witch until like 2 games ago, and then started playing Succession because I was like, I can't stand it anymore. Immediately started doing way better. So like class choice does make a difference, and I have Armin's tier list over here, so I'm gonna pull this up to fact check everything. But I'm curious what you think, Jay, in your first like 30 to 40 matches.
I mean, even without looking at Armin's tier list, like Zerkers, like,
yeah,
dude, I'm
Armin,
so afraid when I see a Zerker on the other team. I'm so afraid.
Armin, I mean, Jay, why would you possibly say that Berserker is at all overpowered in the current metagame?
So they're super fast. They have this grab where if you V in their grab, you're still in their grab and you're just screwed. You're stuck in their and they're like tanky, and when they're running around, they don't use any stamina, and so I'm trying to run away, but then they don't run out of stamina, and so I run out of stamina, and then they grab me, and then I'm sad. And pretty much
I'm sad. So Succession Berserker, I think so, because it's unkillable. I primarily, like, not much else has changed about the class because of the DR and evasion reworks. Frontline classes are just unkillable, particularly Berserker. And I saw this coming in the patch notes when they started buffing Zerker's tankiness. I'm like, oh my god, the dude's just never gonna die. Uncapped, cap, doesn't matter, can't kill him. So like, classic Blonde Bear playing Flavor of the Month loser Berserker as usual.
I'm a Dosa main.
Yeah,
I'm a Dosa main. Okay.
I'm a scholar.
Yeah, I was a scholar.
I don't even know. Last, I don't even know my Zerker's name. I haven't played him in so long.
Okay, Jay. Other than the obvious Succession Berserker, what else do you feel is like super, or just Berserker in general?
Okay, whenever I see them, I'm still like really scared of them. Draconias, they're
really fast. Draconias.
Every fast grab class, I'm scared of.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm also really scared of tamers. Also, I'm traumatized by tamers. They, for some reason, they're standing like 10 feet away from me, and then 0.1 seconds later, they're next to me and they grab me. And so they, yeah. I don't know if I just face like a really good tamer, but they scare me as well whenever I see them on the other team.
Well, they're just infinitely protected. Now, you said Draconia, so I'm looking at Draconia. I was hoping that with the recent Draconia nerfs in Awakening that we would see more Succession viability here, but you can see every single one of the top 20 Draconias in North America are actually all Awakening. There's not a single Succession, which means that the class is super balanced and it's fine, and we should sit like this for the next 8 months. So looks good. You said Tamer is really good too. You feel like Tamer is just like really, really good?
Yeah, and I don't know what the tier list is, but I'm just going off my experiences in the AOS matches that I've been in, and then whenever I see a tamer on the other team, I'm just like really afraid because they can just instantly jump on me, they can grab me, and then they can just like one combo me. I have to V every time they grab me, and they're just jumping around in iframe, and I can't CC them. So
I've felt like personally, I think that Musa is obnoxious in AOS.
A Musa.
I think that both specs of Musa are just absolutely stupid. They're so annoying.
Really?
They can kill you from standing. They don't even need to CC you. That's why they're all just bad players. Like they literally they don't even have to use the CC skills. They just stand there and kill you. It doesn't even matter. It's annoying. They're obnoxious. I don't know. I don't really feel like Shy. I feel like Shy is strong in AOS, but I feel like you can definitely reasonably play around it. It's strong. It's frustrating to deal with. I don't really think it needs to be adjusted necessarily in AOS, though. It's pretty good, though. Mm. Pretty good. Awakening Striker. Also crazy. Awakening Striker is very powerful. But again, the frontline classes are kind of killing it. I would assume that Succession Mystic is really good, too. I've seen 2 or 3 of those, and like they're just unkillable, like beasts.
Succession, really.
Yeah,
I haven't seen more Awakening Mystic, at least in my games, and they have this like really good vacuum skill that is a little bit scary.
So the vast majority of people that are playing it, so Succession through the top 6 are all Succession, and then there's a couple Awakening, but you're not wrong. You could technically make Awakening work. It's just really hard. I feel like Succession is just strictly better because the damage in Succession, you can also just stand protected. Succession Mystics is one of the only classes you can just spam one skill and just be full super armored for the rest of time. Like literally Skull Basher, you can just hit F and just let her kick up in the air, and then it lingers. And she sets her foot down, and then you do it again. Like that's it. And you can just stay protected the whole time. And you got a lot of good movement and stuff, so just really, really solid class overall. But let's take a look at Armin's tier list here. Because Armin is kind of like the AOS guy. Okay. Armin is like
that real quick.
What? Oh yeah, hold on. Oh no, you're not allowed to have this because I was trying to ambush you with it. Like a loser. Okay. So
thank you.
To be clear, Armin has been the rank 1 AOS leader for like the past, I'm fairly certain all 3 seasons. He may not have been the very top at the end of the season last season, but like he was also rank 1 on EU for a little while as well. Like the dude is just an absolute animal. And in terms of like game knowledge and AOS prowess, Armin's kind of the go-to guy for all of this stuff. Absolute unit. So like I respect his opinion on what he feels is the strongest. And to be clear, Armin is a die-hard ninja main. Like he has been a ninja for all of time. He has never forsaken his class. The dude is absolutely just a ninja main, and he's playing Succession Berserker. Still third.
Yeah.
But no shade, still third. But like he's playing Succession Berserker in AOS right now. And you'll notice he's got 5 wins. The class is stupid. The class is silly. So he's got that as the rank 1 class. And then he's got Awakening Draconia. Awakening Valkyrie, which we always knew was strong.
Valkyrie, yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah, Valkyrie is really good. Oh no, Valkyrie's like one of the best small scale classes. Oh yeah, no, it's stupid. Like They just keep buffing it. The reason you don't see it very often is because most Valkyries are terrible. They like, if they're a good Valkyrie, your team's gonna have such a hard time against the enemy team if they have a really good Valkyrie. Mm-hmm. If they have a bad Valkyrie, you're just gonna farm them, it's gonna be fine. No big deal. You don't even notice anything if it's a bad Valkyrie. And most Valkyries, at least in North America, are not very good. In Europe, it's kind of a different story. He's got Awakening Nova in the S+ tier 2. I haven't actually seen an Awakening Nova yet.
Oh.
Kind of uncommon for me, but I don't know.
Are they very hard to play in comparison to the other ones?
Well, yeah, because it's hard to get enough drugs to actually play the class for an extended period of time.
I see.
Succession Kuno, really far up this list. Awakening Striker. Mm. Awakening Musa, Shy, Awakening Megu, Awakening Tamer, there's your Tamer. Awakening Berserker and Awakening Hash are all in the S tier. He's got Scholar in the A tier, which I find funny because everyone bitched about how Scholar is like this S+ tier class. I haven't struggled too much against Scholars. Yes, the healing passive is annoying. You just can't heal a whole lot. Maybe it's just because I'm a witch and I can get my health back anyway. I don't care. I don't really struggle too much against the Scholar. Yes, it kind of means that the match has a time limit on it because, you can't get health back. But, it's good. But, I don't really feel like it's, oppressive, people kind of led me to believe. Awakening Sage, I would consider. I think he's got this kind of low. I forgot about Awakening Sage. Every time I've had an Awakening Sage in my game, whoever's team that guy is on, they just win automatically. It has infinite damage. It's got a grab. It's got movement out the ass. People always say, it's got low stamina. Mm. But it's not low enough stamina that you can't, kite around an AOS. That's, it's just insane. The class is just out of control good, in my opinion. But he's got it in the A tier here as well. Succession Mewa. Succession Musa. No surprise there. Awakening Kuno and Succession Wusa. You're playing Awakening Wusa, right, Jay?
I am, yeah.
I have good news for you.
What's the good?
Every single time you lose, Jay, you can blame it on the fact that your class is C tier.
I see.
Yeah,
but what happens if I win?
Yeah, it's just then you can say that you're just that good. It's the same strategy as Awakening Witch because we're both in the same tier, Jay. Awakening Witch is actually somehow worse than your class. Remarkably.
Oh, really? Remarkably. Okay.
Yeah. So, is that Awakening Dark Knight? Oh my god, the two classes that I play are literally the bottom two next to Archer. No wonder I'm having a hard time, man. I am struggling, man. Holy moly, dude. Oh my god. I have not actually brought Dark Knight into AOS yet, but now this makes me not want to. Awakening Witch is, I would generally concur with this statement. Succession Corsera, Succession Ranger is just barely around Awakening Musa, but Jay, you're making it work, right? I don't know what your win loss is. You're right around 1300.
I am in the top 15 20? Wins, 14 losses right now.
Okay, so you're gaming, you're on your way. Oh, Jay,
I'm positive at least.
Jay, if you make it into the top 20, you are the best Awakening Musa on the server.
Top 20? Yeah, I don't know if I can reach that.
There is not a single Awakening Wusa on the entire server in the top 20. All you got to do is make it to top 20 and you're good. Okay.
I see.
Here's what you do. You play Succession. You play Succession all the way until you get to 17th. And then you play one game of Awakening and it swaps it. And then you just stop playing. And you take a screenshot. It's a win. Okay. It's a win. It's kind of like Armin. Yeah. Armin, Armin literally played one game on Succession Sage, the very first AOS season that came out. Just a meme. Because it changed it to a Sex Age, and Sex Age was not good at the Diamond AOS.
I see.
But yeah, I'm glad you're having a lot of fun with it. Have you encountered a lot of toxicity, Jay?
The experiences that I've, mentioned before, so not too many. Most of them have been really positive. But you get the occasion, you're going to meet those kinds of people, right? Eventually it is I think when it comes to competitive, anything, whether it be in games and stuff like that, I've learned that lesson from League of Legends. You're just gonna, the people on the internet are just gonna internet, they're gonna be interneting. Mm-hmm. And so all I gotta do, I think, is just not have them not well, focus on them, focus on me, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about you, Jay, but I have not gotten overly toxic in any of my games. Like, oh. I've actually surprisingly held it together.
Oh, you're asking me if I've gotten toxic.
Yeah, well, have you gotten toxic at all? I mean, people expect me to get toxic.
No, I hope not. I hope not that... I try my best not to aggro anybody on the internet. And so, but, you know, again, the internet's the internet, so you can't make everybody like you, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I completely agree. Yeah, you just can't win. It doesn't matter. I had people offering to give me, like, AOS tips after watching me stream it the first time. I'm like, I'm playing Awakening Witch. The tip is to just play Succession. Like... Like, that's literally the difference. Blonde, do you have any plans on playing AOS?
This is something I wanted to bring up, actually, when you guys finished what you were saying. I just don't find the appeal of hardcore grinding for a month straight in AOS. I was curious what your guys' opinions were for it being a month, because it only being a month to me after waiting a whole year with no changes and there's no new rewards is kind of extremely unappealing.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm not going to participate because it's like, oh man, everybody's going to play it and PA is going to think, wow, guys, we did it. It's a success. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to reward the company the behavior that is like garbage.
Lackluster.
Like, even if I did want to play it because I'm like, oh, you know, I'll try it. I could play Zerger. It's OP, whatever. It makes me not want to do it at all because, like, why would I want to reward the company for doing a really garbage job on something we've been asking for over a year that has not changed at all dynamically? Like, there's no new rewards. Yeah. It's all the same. They didn't nerf any of the OP classes. They're still on top. And it's only a month, so I have to grind like crazy. I don't get to, like, kind of leisure it out over a few months, 2 or 3 months maybe. I have to, like, very unappealing.
Yeah, so I would agree with this sentiment. I couldn't believe that they literally just activated the game mode again.
Yeah, they said, like, they had literally... a big post about how they were going to redo the rewards, and we've been waiting a year thinking we're going to get something new.
No new
and
maps.
They just literally turned it back on. That's all that happened.
Just
you know
unreal.
What else happened? You saw that, like, bug thingy with the V thingy? Did you guys see that?
Okay, I'll give PA credit there. That was...
So I'm nervous. I don't know about you guys as content creators. I was nervous to even show the bug. Like,
you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah, like, I don't want to get in trouble. It's not like I'm trying to get canceled here. Like, I already know that Jay is, like, unfavorable. You know what I mean? After the Bugatti question, I have to think he's looking for an excuse to get rid of me. But, like, I realistically speaking, as a content creator, I don't really think it's necessarily appropriate to advertise this stuff. So, like, somebody sent it to me initially, and I looked at it. And I read it because it was on Invin. And then I was like, okay, get that off the screen. So I moved it off the screen. And then, like, you'll notice that I didn't open the Pearl Shop a single time while I was in AOS, like, intentionally. I was like, yeah, I don't even want to be remotely associated with this or the implications with this. Because, like, you can absolutely, they're well within their rights to ban you if they feel that you're demonstrating an exploit. Yeah, if you knowingly manipulate something and you... are each, God forbid, demonstrating that to thousands of people, that is a problem, right? We've had problems with people doing this in the past for YouTube videos and stuff. And, like, fortunately, I don't think anyone's been banned for it, but people have definitely been warned, you know? Honestly, fortunately, at least some good came of it, but, like, yeah, like, you're really playing with your career in that case. So I was a little nervous about it, but Jay, I'll go ahead and let you speak on it so I have plausible deniability. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I didn't have, like, too deep thoughts about it. I just saw it
Wow, Jay, you were using that?
Oh my god, Jay!
I do all my ranks on stream, okay? Hello? I
can't believe you!
But I was just saying, my chat would just be talking about it, and I'm like, this is an interesting development. Apparently, my chat was saying that this has been a thing since last season and that they never fixed. And I don't know if that's true or not, but if it was the case, that's kind of bad. But didn't they fix it? I think they fixed it, right?
People are saying that they fixed it. People are saying that they fix it. I am so nervous about demonstrating the bug on stream. I don't even want to check. Like, when I open,
that
I want to go.
I
want to go look at the Pearl Shop on stream, and I feel like I have to go, like, stare at a wall. and then open the, and then open the
rules. We're just checking out the dance emotes like just, during AOS.
Yeah, bro. Like, give me a break, man. Yeah, uh-huh. I actually did. Oh god, they're gonna ban me. I actually did off stream. I literally, we were waiting and somebody started, both the other people were dancing, choreography dancing, and I forgot to buy the dance emotes because I bought them on my DK, but I hadn't bought them on my Witch yet. And so I opened the Pearl Shop, bought the dance emotes, and started dancing with them. But it was before the match started. I did nothing wrong.
Oh, no.
I did nothing wrong. It was like the match hadn't even begun yet.
You were practicing the F3 key before you got in the match.
Oh, my God. I actually spent money, though.
Oh, man. Does that make it okay? If you did buy something, does that make it okay? Like, if you just did it to open it and close it, it's bad. But if you opened it, bought something.
To buy something and then close
let
it?
Let me go to my loyalty shop. I forgot to buy the loot scrolls. Oh, I wanted to buy this Atanas fairy. Oh, I forgot to buy my megaphone. Real quick. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, just banging out in the middle of an AOS match. Honestly, my teammates are actually so bad.
I think they're actually doing that. That I needed to buy this dance emote, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, now I'm suspicious of everybody that finds me out of V, man. Mm-hmm, like, literally, mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, he must be doing it. Because, like, I had people literally walk with me. Like, even today, I don't even feel like the guy was exploiting. But, like, I have to just be like, well, he just knows. You know what I mean? Like, he just, God, like, very Sixth frustrating. Sense. Very frustrating. Apparently, CM, somebody said CM Undertow, and that is now his name forever.
CM Undertow, no.
CM Undertow said they're looking into it and told people not to use it, evidently.
I thought it was fixed. Somebody told him it was fixed, but maybe it's not.
I bet a few people say it was fixed.
Mm. A couple of people said in my chat that it was fixed, but again, I'm not going to be the one that tests it. There's not a chance. I ain't about to go do it. You're crazy right now. So yeah, I'm not really sure if it's fixed or not, but yeah, we've definitely had some bugs with it, and I would agree with Blonde that the literal just reskin, just doing it again. They literally just uploaded it again. Mm-hmm. And like, my problem with that is, why didn't we just get it sooner then?
Right. If they could have just turned it on, they did no additions. Why has it not been brought back earlier? I don't understand it. I don't know. I can't think of any reason as to why.
I can think of one really good reason. This is going to sound like Illuminati, like crazy. Like, this is going to sound insane, but hear me out. What we need every time we want AOS to happen is we need Armin, specifically Armin, to announce that he's going to do a big AOS tournament league. True. And have like a meticulously designed
timing.
Yeah, a meticulously designed Discord bot, spend hundreds of hours of his time to get this shit ready to go, only to have them literally just turn AOS on with absolutely no changes.
You know, there were a few, like, every time certain things happen in some games, there are articles that come out where, like, PC Gamer or something comes out with, like, an article about, oh, players did this because company decided to blah, blah, blah. And I'm really curious if that was, like, the thought process was Armin's coming out with this PvP mode, and they're like, release it, hurry! We can't let the players outplay us.
Yeah, it's a little insane.
Do like an interview where they say like, oh, player said that they haven't brought back this PvP mode in over a year, so players decided to take it upon themselves to make the game, you know?
It's a little kind of bad. Yeah, it's a little insane that people are like the community outdoes Pearl Abyss in terms of tournaments every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little wild to me. Especially for like, you look over at like Naraka Blade Point, for example, like it's tougher for them to run tournaments. BDO tournaments are not very hard to run. You've got AOA there. Sure, it's got its bugs, but like you can just like whip that up out of thin air. If you're a multi-billion-dollar company, you should be able to just whip that up. It doesn't really cost them anything. I mean, think about it. You're giving away a virtual currency, a virtual title, right? Like and like maybe a skin or something, like or like outfits and stuff. It's not incredibly hard. It's like it's strange to me. Although we got the DOSA. Did the DOSA open happen yet?
It's happening on the 20th, and I am actually co-hosting
it. I know, I was going to bring it up. Zeradin Hunter and Jaekoon VT.
And me.
Yo.
Also, I also wanted to give a shout out to Zeradin. He's debuting his brand new VTuber model on the 17th as well. So he's looking, he sent me some teasers and he's looking a little spicy. He's looking spicy.
Holy pog. So wait, is it just gonna be two VTubers on the desk shoutcasting DOSA?
Yeah.
Now, but Jay, you haven't done any DOSA PvP, have you?
I have not, but I should start learning.
You need to learn the skill name. Although, honestly, don't learn the skill names. I will be in the audience watching. I'll just say
random names. Oh, Blinding Slash. Oh, my God.
Amen. That's what I do, too. I just make it up. The mouse really? Move is okay, crazy. Okay. You know, like the... is Zirden playing Dosa? Is Zirden playing Dosa? Because he's like a hardcore warrior, man.
I think he's been tagging it, but I haven't really like seen him play it other than his warrior right now.
Right on. Well, you guys did a great job. I'm looking forward to watching it. The Dosa open is super fun. Wait, who's the one that has to do all the work? Who did they contract for? Was it you or was it Zirden?
It was so Zirden was the first one who was contacted, and then Zirden contacted me.
I asked him if I needed to do anything,
and so he just told me, hey, can you make me a poster? And I made a poster, and so that's all I did so far.
This is not the way. You just let him do literally all of the work. Everything. You just show up.
Show up.
Show up and shoutcast Jay. You're going to love it. He has the hard job. He's the one that has to broadcast on the channel and get all sweaty with it. You're chilling, bro. Like, you have the best job. It's honestly the best job. You're going to have a great time. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's going to be really cool. Very excited.
I'll just nod and smile.
I did want to mention, on top of the fact that AOS ranked came back for 1 month, it's also at the cost of Guild League. I know they want to funnel players into, like, the game modes that are released, but...
Did they turn that off?
Yeah, I find it kind of crazy.
I haven't done Guild League before.
Oh man, dude, that's brutal. That's crazy. Yeah, they can't believe they turned Guild League off, which was like the most fun people had in a really long time. And they
actually had a lot of fun just going out with my guildie. We hop in comms and we're just like, all right, go in. You know, we'll lose or whatever, but it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, something to do with your pals. It's kind of frustrating that we have to lose something fun to gain something that's like not fun.
This is not fun. I'm not doing it anymore. I finally got all of my wins for it. I'm done. And people are like, what about next week? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't hear you. Like, I'm not a chance. I'm done.
It's a problem for future Blue.
I've already had enough experiences with it. Maybe I'll play off stream a little bit, but like, yeah, the problem is you have to grind. As Jay said, as Blonde said, you only
have a month.
You gotta grind it. So if I wanted to commit to AOS, it's all I get to do. And you guys know, I like to do a variety of things with my viewers, right? Like, I like to do like reacts, podcasts, patch note rundowns, gear review, all kinds of stuff, and like I can't do any of that. I would just be like grinding AOS like constantly. Like, look how many matches these top end players have. Osku has 104 wins and 62 losses. The game mode has been out like a week. Like, that is insane.
That's a lot,
dude.
It's like, only open during a certain window too, right?
Yeah, like you literally have to just be grinding, and I just don't want to commit that much. It's not my job in the BDO community to be good at PvP. It's my job to wait until the good PvPers have been decided and then invite them to a tournament where they can show off the fact that they're good at PvP, right? Like, I give them what do all good players have in common? They want to show everybody else that they're really good at the game, right? Like, that's literally it. And like, I offer them that opportunity. That's my job. My job is to put together the tournament, have banger production value, and like deliver like a very entertaining way to witness PvP. My job is not to be good at the game. If I was good at the game, it would hurt my job. Because my job is to be funny. That's the copium. I need this. I think we've talked a lot about AOS and how terrible it is. And honestly, we've been going for a while. We went in. Holy moly. Okay. So let's wrap it up. Let's do final thoughts. Closing thoughts. We'll go Blonde. Go ahead.
Final thoughts. Dosa. Hopefully they fix him up. Provide feedback. You got to fix them up. And AOS, done as dirty. Mm-hmm. Kind of a shame. Yeah. But we'll see. And you can catch me at twitch.tv/blondbear where I'm, you know, just chilling and grinding. I'm free now. Mm-hmm. Do whatever I want.
Wow.
Okay. And Jigun?
Closing thoughts is that I hope AOS, you know, gets the rework it deserves, and I hope, you know, certain classes become more balanced, maybe. And also, as for me, I've also been ramping up a lot of activity on my YouTube and other socials like TikTok and Instagram, posting every day for the past month. You can find me on all of those socials at Twitch or YouTube or TikTok or Instagram at JakunVTV before the T.
Jay, I'm proud of you stepping up, big man. I'm proud of you. Blonde's a loser over here, man. Dude barely even streams on Twitch. Tough to get him to do anything.
True.
So, before we go, before I do my outro here, why don't we vote on our favorite little outfit going on here? What do you guys think? Who'd you guys like the most?
There's a Dosa. He's wearing a black shirt and gray pants. That one's my favorite.
Oh my god, he's such a loser, bro.
He looks like Toji from
Are you voting for yourself?
I knew. Yeah, he just literally voted for himself.
He looks
just
like the character. It's so cool.
And you're so stupid.
I see.
Jakun, who do you vote for?
I like the snowman guy.
Oh my god.
Right, standing on top. He's he's got the wine glass.
Kind of gaming.
Christmas in July. Okay.
Yep.
The best part is his name is Club Solo, which reminds me of Club Penguin. It's juiced. I would agree with that as well. There were two that I really liked, although I don't see the Mewa anymore. I don't see the Awakening Mewa standing here anymore. I think he may have left. It was the statistic guy. But the other one is an Awakening Witch, and I like her because she has a great personality.
I see the personality right in front of me.
So much personality. Very good-looking witch.
Yeah.
Amazing. There's the main one. He's right over there. But, like, honestly, it's the face on this witch that actually I think is awesome. Even if she puts clothes on, I still would vote this one a W because I really like the face. Huge W. This Mewa, and I like this Mewa for two reasons, both roughly the same, size, but really though, I like the eyes and stuff, and you don't see Awakening Mewa very often. So like, I think he kind of nailed the Awakening Mewa and also maxed out what is good about Awakening Mewa, actually has a larger boob slider than all the
maximum sliders. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well, I am Blue Squadron, guys. There's always something going on my channel. There's my socials right there. There's always Instagram, Twitter, we're very active on that. We farm degenerates on the internet for content. It's super fun. There's new YouTube videos every single day. We're gonna start doing shorts again, so we'll have more TikToks and Instagram reels and all that stuff. I'm gonna be posting all my pictures from Europe as well. And then right after this, we're gonna have a Moat Simulator collab where we're gonna play I think Five Nights at Freddy's cooperatively.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm super excited to play that with an absolute homicidal maniac. It's gonna be
super
fun.
Are you coming to the dungeon?
Oh god, the dungeon.
Has he messaged everybody?
No. You messaged everybody that wasn't me because I don't read anything that you say. So,
I did message you.
Hold on. Are we gonna do it right after this? I can do one dungeon run.
Dungeon.
Are you guys
nice,
okay with
quick
that?
And easy. Yeah,
quick and easy. One dungeon. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we're done.
Yeah, just one. Just one quick dungeon run.
Stop saying it like that.
Real quick.
15 Stop
minutes.
Saying it like that. Quickie, one and done. Okay, all right. From all of us here at the Old Mood Podcast, guys, make sure you comment on the video. We always read those comments, and it helps us figure out which topics we're going to get ready for next week. we might showcase your comments on the next podcast. If you're going to watch it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you give it a like or at least hit follow for us so that we know people are interested in listening to the podcast on other platforms and stuff like that. So from all of us here at the Old Mood Podcast, have a great rest of your week.